The global price of wheat has shot up after Moscow indicated it could cancel a deal to guarantee grain exports from Ukraine through the Black Sea. The Kremlin says it is not serving Russian interests. The agreement, brokered by the UN and Turkey last July, allows Kyiv to export grain from a number of its Black Sea ports. Around 30% is shipped to lower-income countries in Africa and the Middle East. But the biggest overall share, around 20%, goes to Turkey. Spain gets 15%, Egypt gets 10%. Any restrictions on future exports would likely increase global food insecurity. Elsewhere in Europe, several countries have banned imports of Ukrainian grain. Farmers in Poland and Bulgaria say it is driving down their farmers' prices. Let's go live now to journalist Yulia Shapovalova for more on that grain deal. She's in Moscow. Yulia, yesterday the head of the UN said that he was proposing what he called a way forward to Russia. Where are we on these grain negotiations?
Absolutely. The negotiations are continuing. As we know, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres met with Sergei Lavrov on Monday and handed him a letter for President Vladimir Putin regarding the grain deal, that letter was. And it suggested further actions aimed at improving, extending and expanding the grain initiative. According to Guterres, he considered Moscow's concerns about the supply of Russian food and fertilizers. Earlier, the G7 agriculture ministers also called for the full implementation of the grain deal. And we also heard from Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu on Monday. And according to him, Ankara feels it's pretty realistic to extend the deal if Russia's demands are met. He said it is important to do this in May. Otherwise, there will be a food crisis in the world, as it was during the pandemic. But according to Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov, we just heard from him several minutes ago, the loss of Ukrainian and Russian grain from the market will not be the cause of a global food shortage. He said that the circumstances so far are not in favor of extending the grain deal, but the Russian Federation continues to watch the situation. Meanwhile, we're also hearing from Russia's defense ministry, and it accused Ukraine of attempting an attack on its ships in the Black Sea Monday night, which was threatening prospects for the deal as well.
Right. That's one of Russia's arguments against the deal, is they say that Ukraine has been using it as cover to attack Russian warships in the Black Sea. Look, what's this going to take? What's it going to take for Moscow to extend the deal?
Right. Moscow has repeatedly criticized the implementation of the agreement, saying that the conditions are not met and they are met only for the Ukrainian side. So what does Russia actually want? On April the 14th, the Russian Foreign Ministry announced five conditions for extending the grain deal, including the connection of the Russian Agricultural Bank to the SWIFT payment system, the resumption of supplies to Russia of agricultural machinery, spare details and spare parts and services that fell under Western sanctions, as well as the lifting of restrictions on insurance for Russian ships, as well as the lifting of the ban on their access to ports. So the grain deal was signed in July, as you mentioned, 2022, by representatives of Turkey and the UN on the one hand, and representatives of Russia and Ukraine on the other. And separate agreements were signed with Moscow and Kyiv. The first one was for the export of Ukrainian grain from three ports, including Odessa, Yuzhny and Chernomorsk. And the second one was actually aimed at assisting Russia in its exports of agricultural produce and fertilizers. Moscow has repeatedly noted that the second part of the deal is not being implemented. And Mr. Lavrov said that virtually nothing has been done to remove these restrictions and overcome all those obstacles, and that Western countries have not yet lifted restrictions that prevent the Russian agricultural exports. In March, Russia extended the deal for 60 days, and its term expires on the 18th of May.
Yulia Shapovalova in Moscow, thank you very much.